We're going to talk about the process of faith. And the process of faith deals with how faith works. Okay? This tonight is how faith works. Now, the faith process has four components. And you're a school teacher, so I'm a teacher, so I like for us to act it out. The faith process has four components. It involves your ears. It involves your heart. It involves your mouth. And it involves your hands. Now look up at me. Look up at me. And see, you're going to remember this through the illustration. The faith process involves, put your hand up here. It involves your ears. It involves your heart. It involves your mouth. And it involves your hands. Do your hands like this. Do your hands like this. Okay, it involves your ears, heart, mouth, hand. Okay, we're going to go faster now. It involves your ears, heart, mouth, hands. Come on. It involves your ears, heart, mouth, hands. We're going to go faster. It involves your ears, heart, mouth, hands. Okay, we're going to go faster. It involves your ears, heart, mouth, hands. Some of y'all got it. Some of you are a little slow. It involves your ears, heart, mouth, hands. Now close your eyes. Let me see. Can you do it? Can you do it with your eyes closed? Let me see. Your eyes not closed, Lisa. Close your eyes. 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 It involves your ears, heart, mouth, hands. That was a little difficult one. Okay, it involves your ears, heart, mouth. Let's say it. Let's put some sound to it. It involves your ears, heart, mouth, hands. Okay. The faith process involves your ears, your heart, your mouth, and the hands. So it's going to be four parts to the faith process. We're going to learn these four parts. So from this point on, this is going to be the process of how you're going to release your faith. First, let's look at Mark chapter 5. Here's going to be our background text, because in this text, all four components are there. This is the woman with the issue of blood. It says in Mark 5:25, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years had suffered many things from many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. And when she heard of Jesus, she came and pressed behind and touched his garments. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. Verse 34, and he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. So in that text, there are basically four components. So now let's look at the four components. Faith, first, it involves your ears. It involves your ears. In other words, faith begins with hearing. Faith begins with what? It begins with hearing. The Bible says in Mark 5:27, it says, when she had heard of Jesus. So you cannot have faith apart from hearing. Faith begins where the will of God is known. A lot of times people are trying to believe for what they have not heard. Okay? So it begins with hearing your ears. It begins with hearing. So two questions we have to answer. Hearing what? Hearing what? What is it that I must hear? Now watch this. Look at John 17, verse 15 through 17. John 17, it says, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them. Now the word sanctify means to set them apart. Sanctify them or set them apart from the evil in the world through the truth. Now watch this. The word is what? What is the truth? The word is the truth. So now, what is it that we have to hear? We have to hear the truth. Scripture says that this woman with the issue of blood, it says, when she heard. When she heard. What did she hear? She heard that Jesus was a healer. What did she hear? She heard that healing was God's will for her. What did she hear? She heard that she had a covenant through her connection with Abraham. She had to hear truth. Say truth.
Truth.
And the word is the truth. Now listen at this. Listen at this statement. There's a difference between facts and truth. There's a difference between what?
Facts
and truth. Now, facts are the symptoms. Facts are the feelings. Facts are the conditions. Facts are the circumstances. So when we look at the facts of her situation, she had a blood condition. She had been bleeding for 12 years. She had gone to many doctors, and the Bible says she had suffered many things because each doctor, especially in that time, were prescribing different prescriptions. And those prescriptions were painful. Those are the facts. And the Bible says that she did not get better. Those were the facts. The Bible says she spent all of her money. Those were the facts. So now listen, the truth and the facts are not the same. Now here's something that you're going to have to remember. You have to remember this. Facts are real. So when you get over into faith now, and see, everybody's not saying the same thing. That's why I try to take my time, because everybody's not saying the same thing, okay? Now listen carefully. Facts are real. The bleeding condition that she had was real. The money that she lost was real. So facts are real, and they do not change because you ignore them. Are you listening to me? The facts are real, and facts do not change because you ignore them. Some people think ignoring the facts is faith. No, no, that's not faith. We're going to see in a moment. No, the facts are real. And you can put this in any context. You can put it in a relationship context, a financial context, a physical condition in your body context, whatever it is, you can put it in any context. The facts are real, and the facts do not change because you ignore them. Now listen at this statement. Truth is greater than facts. Truth, the word, is greater than facts. And when the truth is applied, stood on, and we're going to talk about the endurance of our faith. When we endure in our faith, watch this now, the truth will change the facts. The Bible says, now watch this, after she heard, the Bible says, after she touched, after she believed, the Bible says she felt in her body. She felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. So now notice the truth of what she heard was exercised by faith in her, and her faith in the truth changed the facts of her condition. Does that make sense to you? So we're talking about that hearing component, hearing. Now once I got faith down, and I really, because at first I was trying it, but I didn't know what I was doing, okay? But you can come to a place where you really understand it. You really understand it. And unfortunately, it's not a criticism. Most Christians don't understand it, because for years I taught it and didn't understand it. I really didn't understand. I was doing some things, but I didn't understand how to take my faith and put pressure on the condition. I didn't have a clue about that. So the first thing about hearing, you hear what? We have to hear the truth. We have to hear the truth. The facts are what you're going to be hearing all the time, okay? But you've got to discipline yourself to hear what? The truth. Now, why? Let's talk why. Why is it that we must hear the truth? Look at Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans 10, 17. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So why should I hear the truth? Because faith is going to come. Now, faith doesn't come by praying. Okay, faith doesn't come by listening to music unless it got the word in it, okay? If it's got the word in it, then faith will come. So a lot of times people are doing things, but it's not going to bring faith. Faith comes by hearing. Whatever it is you need, you have to hear in that area. Okay, faith for healing come by hearing in that area. So if it's a physical condition, you have to get healing CDs and books and all that, and you have to keep hearing in that area. If it's finances, you have to hear in that area. You have to hear in that area. If it's marriage, you have to hear in that area. Whatever it is, and you want faith to come, then you've got to hear in that area. Some people are trying to replace prayer for hearing. And some people are trying to place holiness for hearing. They will say, well, I'm living right. Well, you know, I'm living right. Well, I'm committed to God. So they're trying to replace living right, which we should live right, because we want to please God and we want to represent him in the earth. But living right does not bring faith. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. Now, let's look at another scripture. Look at what it says in Mark 4:24. He said unto them, take heed what you hear. So watch this. Faith comes by hearing. But whatever I hear, positive or negatively, will impact my faith. Okay, that being the case, I have to take heed or be careful or guard my ear gate. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm very judicious when it comes to what I listen to. I don't listen to everything. I don't just turn on Christian television and just let it run and listen to everything. I'm very judicious about who I'm listening to. Some people just listen to everybody. I don't listen to everybody, but I do listen to people who put faith in me. If it's going to put faith in me, but if it's somebody telling me what I can't have and what I can't do and what's not for me and what's not for the day, I'm going to take heed to what I hear, because what I hear is going to impact my faith.
Right.
It's going to impact my faith positively, or it's going to impact my faith negatively. That's why Jesus would go in a situation like over in Mark chapter 5. And the Bible says he cleared it out. He put them out, because his faith was that the girl was just asleep. Their faith is that the girl was dead. OK, so you have to be. I see people there in a faith fight. Sometimes they're in a critical condition and everybody's coming in the hospital, you know, and saying all kinds of things. There was a member of our church. Her husband had a various, and it's not going to take us long to get through this one. Serious condition. Man, she guarded who came in there. She got, now, to some people, they think that's rude. But what you hear, the Bible said, take heed to what you hear. Be careful what you hear, because what you hear is going to impact your faith either positively or negative. So the first, now watch this, the first component of the faith process, come on, it involves my ears, right? Now, let's look at the second component. There are four components. The second component of the faith process, it involves my heart. My heart. And my heart, with my heart, I believe. Believing. I have to hear, but believing. Now watch this. Believing with the heart involves two things. You're going to hear two all the way through each component. It involves what? It involves two things. Number one, it involves receiving the word in the now. Receiving the word in the present tense. Okay? Look at what it says in Mark chapter 11, verse 24. It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray. Come on, say that.
When you pray.
When you pray, do what?
Believe
that you receive them And what will happen? Now, look at that text. Look at that text, because here's the second place that most people don't get it. They don't get it. They think this scripture says that they will have that you will have your desire. This scripture does not say you will have your desire. This scripture doesn't even say you'll have what you pray for. It does not say you'll have your desire. It does not say you'll have what you pray for. It says what things soever you desire. When you pray, and when you pray, it's always going to be in the present tense. When you pray, it can't be in the past tense. When you pray, it can't be in the future tense. So when you pray, it's always now. So he tells you what to do. When you pray, he tells you exactly what to do. He says, when you pray, do what? Believe that you receive. That's the critical component. I have to believe that I receive what I pray for.
Amen.
Okay. Now. When?
Now.
When do I believe I receive?
Now.
When do I believe I receive the healing?
Now.
The finances?
Now.
The wisdom?
Now.
The deliverance?
Now.
The wholeness?
Now.
The victory?
Now.
Now I know, listen, I know you always have a mixed multitude, not in a bad way, okay? But I know many of you on different spiritual levels, okay? And I know for some of you that this is not new, okay? That you've heard this before. But I'm like this. I'm not into people who can just quote it. I'm into people who walking it out. Because when you walk it out, it transforms your life. That's why I'm very repetitious. I'm going to say the same thing next year in our church. Some people been with me 30 years. I'm going to say the same thing. Because people don't get it. They quote it, but they don't get it. Okay, they're still looking for it. They're still looking for it, and it's still out here somewhere. It's still, the thing is out in front of them. If the thing is out in front of you, you're not believing, not biblically. You're hoping. See, you're hoping. If it's out here somewhere in the future, this scripture says you got to believe you have it before you get it.
Amen.
See how I changed that a little bit?
Amen.
You believe you got it before you get it. You believe you got it before you get it. You believe you got it before you get it. So you're believing it is a faith fact.
Yes. That's
right. You shall have is a physical fact. That's the manifestation. But the manifestation is on the other side of the faith fact. Watch this now. If you pray, but you don't believe you receive, you're not going to experience it. You're not going to experience. You're not going to experience it. If you don't believe, and I know this is challenging, but see, preachers don't get discount tickets. Okay, we don't get discount tickets. Everything I'm sharing with you is everything our church had to go through, everything personal I had to go through. The very same thing that I'm teaching you, you have to believe that you receive it in the now, in the present tense. Now watch this. Listen at this carefully. Secondly, you have to believe God's word independent of your senses, independent of your senses. Independent. In other words, you have to believe it independent of what you're feeling, independent of what your condition is, independent of the circumstances. Watch this. You have to believe that you receive it with no natural validation. You can't look to your body to validate it. You can't look to your purse or pocketbook, your bank account to validate it. Does that make sense to you? Now watch this. Listen carefully. The woman with the issue of blood believed what she heard before she stopped bleeding.
Okay.
You got that? Yeah. Now that's critical. She believed before she what?
Stop.
She believed before she what?
Stop bleeding.
So she's still bleeding. She's still bleeding, but she's believing. Does that make sense to you? Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. I won't have to move kind of fast. I got to move kind of fast. Okay, let me ask you a question. How do we know she believed? Okay. How do we know she believed? Because it really doesn't say she believed. We know she heard because it says when she heard. How do we know she believed? I heard somebody say it. By what she was saying and how else we know? We know she believed by how she acted. Does that make sense? Let me ask you a question. How many of you ever seen Jesus? Physically, I mean, Jesus walked in and said, hey, I'll be the one. You saw it. You touched him. You shook his hand. How many of you ever seen him? How many of you are saved? Okay, that means you got saved by believing with your heart. Because you had no natural validation, because you didn't see him, you didn't touch him, you didn't shake his hand, you didn't hear his voice. You had no natural validation. Watch this. When you have no natural validation, your senses can't validate it, you're believing with your heart.
That's right.
If you see it, feel it, taste it, or touch it, you don't have to believe it, you know it.
Amen.
How many believe I'm holding this Bible up? Raise your hand if you believe I'm holding this Bible up. Look at me. How many of you believe? Let me see your hand. How many of you believe? Okay. See that? That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Why you believe it? Huh? Why do you believe I'm holding this Bible up? Why do you believe I'm holding it? You had your hand up. Why you believe? Because you see it. Okay. See, you don't have to believe what you can see. Y'all didn't get it, did you? See, you don't have to believe it. Okay. You don't have to believe it because you can
see it.
How many believe I got two fingers behind my back pointing? How many believe it? Okay. I have two fingers behind my back pointing. I have two fingers behind my back pointing. How many believe it?
Huh?
Okay. So now, watch this. Now all you have is my
word.
So if all you have is the word, then you have to
believe.
If you can see it, taste it, touch it, feel it, you don't have to believe it. You know it. Does that make sense to you? Okay. You ready to go to the next one? Okay. So we have to hear, we have to believe, and then we have to what? Okay. We got to say something. See, your mouth is speaking. Hearing, believing, and what? Speaking. The Bible, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says, for she said, one translation says she kept saying.
Okay.
The speaking part is what we call faith confession. Haven't heard that term, faith confession. Okay. Faith confession is not the same as confessing sins. I did it wrong. I was wrong. No. Faith confession is agreeing with what God says and saying what God says. Okay, so you're not in faith till you start saying something. You got to start what?
Saying something.
You got to what?
Say something.
You got to start what?
Saying.
You got to say something. And so there are two things about saying. Number one, you have to say it in the present tense. Now, this is what's going to make you look funny. This is what's going to make you look strange to the natural world. And really, this is where you got to step out on the limb. Because you're going to be saying what you believe in the present tense. You're going to be saying, I believe I'm healed. I believe I'm delivered. Let's say you're trying to get delivered from smoking cigarettes. You start saying, I believe I'm delivered while you're smoking. While you're puffing, you're still saying, I believe. You see what I'm saying? See, she was talking while she was bleeding. So you're going to have to say it in the present tense. I believe I'm healed. I believe my need is met. I believe I have the wisdom of God. See, that's how you're going to say it. Now, this saying is what the Bible said, called calling things which be not as though they were. Yes. Let's look at that text. Let's look at that text. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. It says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Now, I put manifested in there. I put manifested in there because that helped me to understand it. That's not in the original text. God quickens the dead, or he make dead things alive. Dead bodies alive, dead finances alive, dead marriages alive, dead dreams alive. He quickens the dead. He make things alive. How does he do it? He called things which are not what?
Manifested
as though they were.
Manifested.
Okay, now watch this. Now watch this. And see, I ain't got but about 10 minutes. I got to hurry. 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 Now, calling things that be not as though they were is not the same as calling things which are as though they are. Okay. Calling things that are as though they are is telling it like it is. Okay. Watch this. Watch this. So let's say, for teaching purpose, on a bump come up on my head. I'm believing for healing for my head. Can you see the knot? Can you see the knot up on my head? See the knot up on my head? Now, calling things which are as though they are is saying, you know, I got a knot on my head. 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 Now, I'm telling it like it is, but telling it like it is reinforces it. It won't change it. Okay? Calling things which be not as though they were is not calling things which are as though they are not. Okay? That's denial. So I said, well, you know, you see the knot on my head sticking out. And I said, there's no knot on my head. There's no knot on my head. There's no knot on my head. Now, that's denial. Some people think that's faith. In both cases, I'm talking about what is manifested. But what I want to do is I want to call what's not manifested. So when I say I believe that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, the healing is not manifested. So that's what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about what not manifested, because what not manifested is what I desire. So I'm going to call what's not manifest. I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about what I desire. I'm going to talk about what the word says. I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it. Okay, for example, you got a little dog. You got a little dog. Oh, got to hurt. Got to hurt. Got to hurt. You got a little dog. Dog. What's the dog name? Spot? Rough? What's your dog name? What? Huh? What's your dog?
Fido.
Fido. Okay, Fido. Fido. So Fido is out in the backyard. He's out in the backyard, right? Okay, there's a little hole in the fence. Fido went through the hole in the fence. He's over there behind the bush. Okay, so when you step out on the porch or go out in the backyard, you're looking for Fido, right? You don't see Fido anyway. Okay, so if you tell it like it is, you say, Fido not here. Fido not here. Fido's not here. Fido's not here. That's not gonna bring him. Right? So telling it like it is not going to change it. Right? If you step out there and say, there's no Fido. There's no Fido. There's no dog. That's denial. That's not going to bring fire, though. So what do? You step on the porch, you step out there, and you say, here, Fido, boy, and Fido is hidden. He's not manifested, but you're calling him, and you're saying he's here. So once you call here, he breaks through the fence. He crawls out. You see him now, and he comes. He's manifested. Watch this. You call what was not manifested. A lot of people are talking about what is manifested, and it's not going to change. What is it that you desire that's not manifested? You're going to be talking about that. You're going to be talking about that. What's not manifested? Talk about that. Call that, and then you'll call it into manifestation. Does that make sense to you?
Amen.
Okay. And then finally, the fourth component is what? Okay, actions. Let's look at this text. And I'm running a little fast. I'm trying to finish in 5 minutes, okay? Because I know you got to go to work and all this stuff, okay? Well, James 2. I skipped one, didn't I? Okay, James 2. Huh? Actions. That's the fourth one. Is when we do our hands like this, is acting, okay? The ears is hearing. The heart is believing, the mouth is speaking, and the hands is acting, okay? So the fourth component is I have to act. Now watch this. But wilt thou know, vain man, that faith without works is dead? Okay, now I made up a translation, so I'm going to make up a translation. Watch this one. But wilt thou know, vain man, that faith without corresponding actions is what?
Non-productive.
So the actions are twofold. Watch this. I have to, well, let me say this. Corresponding means match. My actions have to match what I heard, what I believe, what I've been saying. So my actions have to match it. Okay, as much as possible, okay? So, watch this. Acting involves two things. I have to act on the word. Act what?
On the word.
Act on the word. So the Bible says she came in the press. See, she heard, she believed, and she was saying it. So now she got to act. She could stay at home and be confessing. Oh, I believe I'm healed. If I just touch his garment, I'll be healed. I just touch his garment. She's not going to get a manifestation. So she got to act. So the Bible says she acted on the word. She pressed through the crowd and touched the hem. That's the action. Does that make sense? So there's an acting on the word. Now watch this. I'm a little play on words. It's acting like the word is true. Acting what? On the word, but acting what? Like the word is true. Acting on the word, but acting like the word is true. Acting what? Like the word is true. Now, here's the deal. And then we're going to look at Luke. Here's the deal. A person with her condition was not supposed to be in the public because she would get stoned. Okay? She's believing, though. Healed people can be in the public. So she's acting like somebody who belongs in the public.
Yeah, amen.
That's right.
Can you see that? Her action released the power of God. Now watch this. Let's look at Luke chapter 17. You get anything out of this?
Amen.
Now look at Luke chapter 17. Look at Luke chapter 17. Okay. We almost finished, y'all. We almost finished. This is so simple. But it's a fight. And that's what we're going to talk about next week. It's a fight now.
Yeah.
The process is simple to understand, and we do it all the time. Now watch this. It says, as he entered to a certain village, there met him 10 men, which were lepers. Come on, say lepers. Were stood afar off. They lifted up their voice, said unto Jesus, Master, have mercy. Have mercy means heal me. Watch this. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves to the priest. Now watch this. The only time you go show yourself to the priest is when you were healed. And the priest would validate your healing. Okay, now watch this. It came to pass that as they
went.
As they
went.
As they
went.
They were
clean.
And one of them, when he
saw
that he was healed, turned back. Which tells me that as he went, he didn't see nothing. Did you get that? See, as he went, he didn't see no man. They didn't see no man. The Bible said as they went, they were healed. And then one of them looked and he saw, which meant he saw after he went.
That's right.
Right.
So he was acting, because lepers, only time they went to the priest is the priest got to declare that they're healthy, they're whole. So they're acting like healed folk. And it released the power of God. Does that make sense? That makes sense. Okay. That makes sense. Now, you cannot have full corresponding actions without full manifestation. So let's say if you believe in for healing, you're diabetic or whatever, you don't throw your medicine away because, see, you ain't got full manifestation. Your body's still requiring it. So you take your medicine, whatever shot, whatever you, but you're confessing that you believe that you heal. Every time you take your insulin, whatever, you confess, I believe I'm healed. Got that? You know that? So if it's a need, you got a bill, you got to pay, you don't have the money, okay? Don't send no hot check. That's illegal. That'll get you. No, right. You can write the check out, put it in your drawer. You believe that's the farthest action you can go. Sometimes the only action you can give is your words.
Yes.
Your words. Sometimes that's the only action you're acting to the best of your ability. Now, I'm going to say this in closing. I'm going to give you three illustrations. We do it all the time, except when we get in church. When we get in church, then all of a sudden it's mystical. But watch this. I'm going to give you three illustrations right quick. Watch this. Okay, who lives here in the city? Who live in the city? Okay, what's your name?
Demetria.
Huh?
Demetria.
Okay, Demetria. Now watch this. Demetria works over at Dillard across the street. Dillard is my favorite store. Okay, that's for real. I love Dillard. I love Dillard. Okay, one of my favorite stores. So Demetria's worked at Dillard's, and the employer at Dillard tells her, we're going to have a 75% sell off, but we're not going to announce it. But we're going to give you, as our employees, the right to tell others about the sale. It's not in the book, it's not on television, it's nowhere. It's just word of mouth from the employees. So Demetria tells me, Pastor Mike, for the next 10 days, they got a 75% sale over at Dillard's, okay? All I have is what Demetrius say. I ain't read in the papers, I ain't heard it on television, I ain't seen that. All I got is her word. Guess what? I heard it, I believe it, and I start telling Ronald, guess what? They got a 75%. They got a 75% sale over at Dillard. Now I haven't seen, all I got is her word, and I'm already telling her. And then Ronald, next time we go down, I want you to drop me over there before Bible study. I heard it. I believed it. I said it. And I act on it. We do it all the time. Person have surgery in the hospital. They had to cut something out of you. You sitting up in the bed after the surgery, just so as you want to be. The doctor walks in and say, Dorothy, the surgery was a success. We got all of it. Listen, you heard it. You believed it. Independent of any, because you ain't seen no charts, you didn't see the thing they took out of you. All you got is the doctor's word, and all of a sudden you get happy. You just get all excited because all you got is the word. And then your relative come in and you tell them, they got it all. hey, I'll be out here, and I'll be out in 3 weeks, right? You start talking about it, and then you start making plans. Doc say you'll be back at work in 3 weeks. You start telling folks, hey, I'll be back in the office in 3 weeks. Listen, you heard it, you believed it, you've confessed it, and you acting on it. That's the same thing you do, okay? It's the same thing you do. Tonight, Tamika got a, she's got a thing at work that y'all gonna do a group thing out in the park. You overseeing the group. You done notified everybody in the group. We're gonna be doing it at the park tomorrow. We got a workshop at the park tomorrow. Tonight, 10 o'clock, the weatherman come on. Weatherman says there's 100% chance of rain tomorrow. You don't know the weatherman. You never talked to the weatherman. You don't know whether he went to school. You don't know nothing about the weatherman. I mean, you don't know nothing. I mean, you don't know whether he could be a fake, a phony, or whatever. And the one weatherman says, going to be 100% chance of rain. You heard that? You believed it. Hey, it's going to rain tomorrow. And then you start telling everybody, tell your hub, tell everybody, going, I need to call my workers. I need to call. You get on the phone, and you start rescheduling everything. No cloud in the sky, just a sunny out. Everything beautiful. You're going to wear your little boots and stuff. And you ain't going to wear them because it's going to rain tomorrow. So you're going to wear your rain boots. You get your umbrella out. You're acting. And all you got is the word of a man. That's all faith is. That's all it is. It's hearing. It's believing without any validation. You're saying it, and then you put some actions. Got it? Okay, now what you got? Okay, I'm through. What you got? One thing you got. I went over about 5 minutes today. We went over. Somebody tell me what you got, One thing you got, What stood out?
You didn't really say it directly, but I got that all four must match. The hearing, the heart, the mouth, and the hand. So all of them have to match.
Yes.
So I got that.
Yes. Anybody else? What you got?
You can't replace praying with hearing.
I used to get on my intercessors because they praying all the time, ain't listening to no word. They're just praying. They're praying, they ain't listening to no word. You know what I mean? So they have, yes.
You don't have to see it with your natural eyes.
You don't have to
see.
You believe, yes.
Speak those things though they're not, and they'll manifest.
So they'll manifest. So you're talking about what's not manifest. Anybody else? Pardon me? The acting is so very important. And I'll give you this illustration. When before my wife got pregnant, we wanted a little boy. It may have been an ego thing, I admit, but I wanted a boy, because in my mind, my boy gonna protect my little girl, and because I want a little girl next. So, you know, if you're gonna believe for that, you need to believe before you start getting together. You know what I mean? You don't wanna get together being trying to meet, because if you get together, now you gotta have a miracle, see? Because you. Okay. Okay, so we believe for a little boy. Believe for a little boy. Okay. We prayed about it. We had scripture. We believe we received on it. And we talked about that little boy all the time. I mean, all around our table, that's all we talk about. Mike was nowhere around. Mike. She's going to have part of your name, Michael Kenneth. Her name is Kenitha, Michael Kenneth. That's all we talked about. And I was in Parisians one day, and they had a little sale on, and I saw some little britches. Some little britches for, you know, little kids. And I said, the mics right there. I went and bought those little britches. See, I'm acting. I didn't go and try to buy everything, because I don't have to do that. I'm not trying to convince myself. I'm not trying to impress anybody else. It was just a simple act of faith. I had it quickened to me, buy them for Mike. I bought these little jeans. And we had those little jeans, so we heard, we believed, we confessed, and we got into action. And we did the same thing with our little girl. Faith works. I'm telling you, everything that I've experienced in ministry, everything I experienced in my personal life, from marriage to finances to healing for my body, but it's a fight. And that's what I'm going to talk about next week. It is a fight. Because your senses are going to be fighting you. And it's going to be working for your confession. It wants your mouth. It wants your mouth to agree with what you're experiencing. Why? So you'll reinforce it. Does that make sense?